funny. They're still showing like polls for Texas. They're still showing tech. They're showing a poll for Texas that has Cruz 36, Trump 27, and Rubio like 16. And Cruz is calling for everybody to drop out. Like I said, it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens tonight, because it's going to be a huge shakeup. I mean, if Marco Rubio doesn't win anything, listen, if Marco Rubio doesn't win anything, how do you actually say that Rubio has a chance other than going to the convention and stealing it? Seriously. Seriously, how? How do you say to Marco Rubio, if he doesn't win anything, I mean, even if he wins one state, say he wins Minnesota, say he wins the caucus in Minnesota, because it's possible he could win in Minnesota. It's a caucus. He's been spending time there because it's a caucus, hoping that, you could get a bunch of people to change their minds. You know how the caucus works. You vote for so, you out kick your, you vote, you F you. You SOB, you. So, sure, he could win in Minnesota, but even one win, how do you justify going forward? Oh, I could win Florida. It's a winner take all. But you're down by 20 points in Florida. You're down by 20 points in Florida to Donald Trump. Well, that's an old poll. It's skewed. Okay, you're down by 10. And it's not like he's an outsider. The guy has a second home there. Guy has property, hotels. The guy's a resident of Florida. The guy's a resident of Florida. It's not like Kasich in Ohio. It's not like Kasich legitimately can say, hey, Trump can't win here. He has no connection to Ohio. This is my home turf. This is my place. This is my home. I'm the governor. Guys, stick with me. I'm going to win this. Rubio can't say that for Florida. He can only say, I'll win Florida because I'll pull it off at the end of the day. So if Rubio wins one state, how does he justify continuing? How? With no wins. I mean, it'll be tough for Ted Cruz to justify moving forward because he's supposed to win Texas. But if Ted Cruz wins Texas and doesn't win any other state and he's supposed to be strong in the South, how does he? I mean, it's again, if it was any other, if it was any other candidate after today, it would be over. Any other candidate, it would be over. Any other candidate, it would be over. Plain and simple. Any other candidate, it would be over. If Cruz wins Texas, Trump wins every other state, or all of them but Minnesota, it'd be done. Be over. But because it's Trump, this agony will continue for the rest of these candidates. This prolonged agony. And again, you would think that all the leftist media outlets, all the leftist TV shows, you would think that they would spend their precious programming time promoting Hillary Clinton. When I see The View and Whoopi Goldberg does a whole segment on Donald Trump being a dictator, and this is what a dictatorship looks like, you have to wonder if the Democrats, the leftist media, know that all these people are putting on the them glasses. Because think about this. You have The View, you have Saturday Night Live, you have Kimmel, Colbert, every single talk show, comedy show, just attacking Trump. If Trump was a clown, if Trump was a joke, if Trump had no shot at winning, why would they bother with him? If he's a dangerous monster, if he's a dictator, if he is Hitler, if he is all these things, why would you talk about him on your show? Why would you give this person, who all these people claim has only risen because he gets free media, why would you give this person more free media? Why would you not be promoting Hillary Clinton? Why would you not do segments on your show about Hillary Clinton? Why doesn't Whoopi Goldberg do segments? Why doesn't Jimmy Fallon? Why doesn't Colbert? Why don't these people just do segments about Hillary Clinton being great for this country? Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. Like I said before, it's the glasses. All of these people create this facade. And that facade is, all you Americans, this is how you're supposed to think. This is how you're supposed to act. This is what you're supposed to do. And you've got all these people going, you know what? F you, Whoopi Goldberg. F you, Stephen Colbert. F you. We don't think like that. And they, the Colberts, the Goldbergs, they know. They know. They know how middle America really feels. If anything, the Goldbergs, Hollywood, the media as a whole, if anything, they've been the dictators. They're the ones that have created this dictatorship of telling everybody how to think, how to feel, what to say, what to do. And now someone's challenging their authority. Someone's challenging their power. And they're terrified. They're terrified. They are terrified. And it doesn't matter if it's Hillary Clinton. It doesn't matter if it's Bernie Sanders. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Biden. It's the liberal message. People have had enough. They've had enough of the liberal dictatorship, and that's what it is.